The Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act is probably best known for requiring nutritious meals at school. The 2010 federal legislation also contains a provision making it easier to get free breakfast and lunch by reducing paperwork. No longer would those in eligible high-poverty districts have to fill out applications for free meals. The Department of Public Instruction's Carrie Isaacson says instead, income data is cross-referenced from other state anti-poverty programs.
And if they are identified on that list, they already participate in either food share or W-2 cash benefits, which tells us that they automatically qualify for free meals.
The reduction in paperwork is designed to increase participation in school breakfast and lunch. Isaacson, who is part of DPI's school nutrition team, says hungry kids don't learn as well. She says 113 school districts of 426 in Wisconsin are eligible for the program.
And there are 659 individual school sites that are eligible to participate. At this point, we have received approximately 10 applications from schools so far, but they have until June 30th to apply, so we anticipate that number to grow.
To be eligible, districts and individual schools must have at least 40% of their students in poverty. The community eligibility provision was first tried in 10 other states before going nationwide. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.